Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The US Vice President has addressed the funeral of Tyree Nichols, who died last month after being beaten by police. Kamala Harris told the service in Memphis that the officers weren't acting in the interest of public safety. She urged Congress to pass a police reform bill. Her demand was repeated by the veteran civil rights activist Al Sharpton, who delivered the eulogy. More from Neda Taufik.
The Reverend Al Sharpton said he's lost count at the number of people that have died at the hands of police that he's spoken at their funerals. And he really spoke about the pain of this happening by five black officers. He said Martin Luther King was assassinated in Memphis and he went there to support sanitation workers. He said, here we have five black men who wouldn't have their jobs in the police department if it wasn't for Dr. King. And so he said the most offensive thing about all of this has been that these officers who walked through the door that others in the civil rights movement opened for them, then acted this way.
The flagship company of one of the world's richest men, Gautam Adani, has made a dramatic U-turn and will return $2.5 billion to investors poised to buy new shares in the firm. The Indian billionaire had been trying to raise cash to fuel the growth of Adani Enterprises. It's rejected accusations by a US investment firm that it was guilty of stock manipulation and accounting fraud. Archana Shukla is our Asia business correspondent.
This also brings a big question mark on the investor faith in the company right now, especially offshore investors who are seeking more answers. It still feels that investors are not yet happy. Analysts say that investors are looking for more details on how the company looks at these allegations and disclosures. And the bigger concern is about the high debt on companies' books.
The Brazilian Air Force says it's begun operations in the Amazon against illegal gold miners accused of invading a vast indigenous reservation and killing members of the Yanomami community. Kat Wiener reports.
The fighter aircraft being deployed to stop supplies reaching illegal mining camps are part of the new government's wide-ranging efforts to protect the Yanomami people in the northern state of Roraima. Last month, Lula declared a medical emergency following reports that indigenous children were dying both of severe malnutrition and of diseases caused by mercury from gold mining operations leaching into the soil and water. An Air Force field hospital set up in the region last week says it's already treated 300 people, mainly children.
Peru's Congress has again voted against holding an early general election later this year, despite weeks of anti-government protests that have left about 50 people dead. The call for fresh polls has been one of the demands of supporters of the former president, Pedro Castillo. BBC News. An Austrian court has found four men guilty of being accomplices to a jihadist gunman who carried out a deadly attack in Vienna in 2020. Two others were found not guilty of helping Kuitim Fezu Ali. He killed four people and wounded more than 20 others before being shot dead by police. The four men were convicted of helping the killer prepare his attack, including supplying him with a gun. Rescue workers in the Ukrainian city of Kramatorsk are searching through the rubble of a residential building that was destroyed by a Russian rocket. The authorities say at least two people were killed, but they've warned others might be trapped under the debris. Kramatorsk is in the eastern Donetsk region, much of which is controlled by Moscow's forces. Britain has suffered its biggest day of industrial action for a decade. The strikes by up to 500,000 workers caused major disruption to education, transport and other services. Unions argue pay increases offered by the government are inadequate to keep up with annual inflation of more than 10%, as this demonstrator explains.
Nobody wants to inconvenience the public, and the last thing any of these teachers behind me, or indeed any public servant, wants to do is be taking industrial action. But you've got people at the end of the tether who can't afford another year of real terms pay cut.
Government ministers say they can't afford to pay more, and their focus is on bringing down the rate of inflation. Further strikes are planned next week by health service workers. The funeral of the controversial Roman Catholic Cardinal George Pell is taking place in Australia. He died last month at the age of 81. Hundreds of people queued to enter the service in Sydney, but survivors of sexual abuse tied ribbons to the cathedral gates in an act of protest. Cardinal Pell spent more than a year in prison after being found guilty of abusing children before the conviction was overturned. His supporters viewed him as a champion of conservative values. That's the latest BBC News.